Cinnamon. What a pleasure to see the face of South African music legend PJ Powers here tonight.
Come on with it.
You look fantastic, Dammit. You were in hospital this morning.
I know, but being able to be here with you, it gave me every incentive to get that doctor to sign the release form.
I'm like, literally, I walked out of the studio and I saw you standing there in the corner. And it's like, last time I saw you, we were just talking about the roast that we did.
Oh, yeah.
A few years ago.
That pleasant evening.
But
my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. But you look great. What have you been doing? It's like, you look 20 years younger.
Oh, I love you.
No, seriously,
I thank you very much. And I haven't had any work, and I do plan to have some. I live a healthy life. I don't put nonsense into my body. I don't drink
anymore.
Yeah. You know, I haven't drunk for 10 years.
10 years now?
Yeah. I don't smoke. Which narrows down your kind of margin of you get more sleep, you get more. And I think, Rihanna, I think basically I'm just childish. Actually a very childish person. And I think that has managed to keep me quite young, you know. I really don't take myself. I take my job and my career, but myself, I don't take myself too seriously.
And it looks like you're having fun. You're looking happy.
I am.
Great.
I really am.
So, I just want to throw one thing in there. Lally.
Yeah, okay.
You know, PJ Powers, we started off this conversation. I said people that did things that were, back in the day, alien to their culture.
Yes.
And I want to know from people, are you currently doing something that's alien to your culture, like you did back in the day, when people were going, wat maak die wit vrou daar tussen die swartes?
Wat maak sy daar?
Sy's
a communist.
And it got rough. It got rough back in the day, hey?
Yeah, it did. It got quite rough. I had some bricks thrown through my window and had some run-ins with the AWB. If I had to do it all again, I would. I think it's part of what gave me, I think everything in life has led us to who we are today. So we have to, be grateful for the good and the bad.
I must say, when I was at school, so I'm just slightly younger than you, just like maybe.
Yeah, like about 25 years, but anyway, carry on.
8 months younger. But I remember how everyone was always going about this white woman. Die wit vrou daar, dis nie swart mens.
Yeah.
But I thought you were like one of the coolest people I've seen in my life. Honestly.
Thank you so much, because I don't know how you ever managed to think of that. You know, in my stage show that I do, where it's comedy and there's a lot of, it's singing, but there's also a lot of the spoken word. It's like my book to music. And I say, with that first time I was in, it went into Soweto, I looked like a bad Zulu version of Desperately Seeking Susan. I'd like gone into my cupboard and got every single color, every bead, you couldn't. And then I had that, I mean, I could do with a tease comb what no hairdresser could do. And so, I mean, I just took control. And I think that people just couldn't ignore me, so they had to notice me. And it was the 31st of May, 1983, and my life changed.
Now, Jabulani was written by a white guy.
Yes, it was written by a white Afrikaner.
Yeah. Wrote Jabulani. Yeah. You know that, Lally?
Yeah.
I didn't know
But
that.
I mean, Jabulani came much after the breakthrough into, into the success and the embracing of the black people in this country. Mm. I mean, I'd written a silly little ballad called You're So Good to Me, which was just a rock song. Mm. And that's what got us into Soweto. So, you know, divine intervention. What can I say?
And I the story has been told many times, so there's always someone that didn't hear it. There was a time that you did want to stop and you got the letter. Nelson Mandela.
Yes, I did. There was a time when I just thought things, I'd been banned. And, radio is, it doesn't matter how many formats we bring out, radio is still king. And
thank you.
Sure.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's just how it is. For music, radio powers music, And when I, you know, when I was banned for a year and wasn't heard on the radio, I mean, it crippled me. It really did. Financially, emotionally, from an ego point of view. I mean, I've just been silenced. And then I did. Yes, I received a letter from Nelson Mandela when he was in Victor Verster. It was before he was still incarcerated. And he said, you know, we've managed to get enough newspapers through to know that you're going through a tough time, but don't give up and don't ever become too political because then you will lose your worth to the people that loved you.
Oh, wow. Man.
And I think that it was a profound piece of advice that I've kept in my head.
And where's the letter now?
Frame? The letter? No. I've never framed the letter, actually. I tell you why. It's because it's written on two sides.
Okay.
So, you know, and he signed it Uncle Nelson. And then there's the censored stamp.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and his 4664 number and everything. But I think that it's in my book. I have for the first time. I also didn't want to expose his letter to me while he was still alive. I thought it was tacky to do it. And I thought that once he'd passed, it was okay to. Because I mean, I'd been asked by millions of people to, you know, to divulge this letter and to you know, to have it released. And I just It just didn't feel right for some reason. I mean, I'm not saying that somebody else would be wrong if they did it, but for me, it didn't feel right.
What do you listen to these days, South African artists?
South African artists, what am I listening to at the moment? I mean, I love anything that comes out of Golani's mouth. I love Jeremy Loops. I think he's
always great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's really has the plot. There's a brand new bluegrass band that's come out on the scenes, and I saw them in a tiny little town called McGregor, and I actually want to do something with them. And they're called Betsy Beers, okay, as in Betsy V-I-E-R-S, and they play sort of bluegrass, funky bluegrass music.
Betsy Beers. Beers.
Yeah.
We need to find some of that music now.
You know, they're absolutely, and they sent me a track last night and said, won't I do something with them? So there may be a collab. There's my brand new collaboration.
So we'll get to that. Because I'm gonna
I like Corin Zoid.
Oh, yeah.
Who did you play just before the woman singer?
Let me see here.
What did you play?
Which woman singer?
Female singer.
Was it just after six or before six?
It was just before six. I don't know whose voice that is. I mean, Taryn Lamb for me has come out of the stables. And you know who I also like is that...
Are you talking about Maroon 5 and Caesar?
No. Local.
Demi Lee Moore.
Afrikaans.
Demi Lee Moore.
That's who. That's a great voice.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah. You're a great voice.
Hey, fantastic. Yeah. That's 18 or 6. PJ Powers is with us. And we have your brand new track here. I Got Faith.
Yes. And
can't wait for that one.
Yeah, me too. I'm very excited about this track. I'm excited about this track because I think it's coming out at the right time. Mm. We've just gone through and a really horrible couple of years in South Africa. And I think that we need to regain hope and trust and faith. And
true.
I really do think, and these two guys that I discovered in Pretoria, they're young. They're 27 and 32 young chaps called Skiv
and Cash.
Cash. I said to Cash, yours is the name I like. Let it come rolling in.
Now, we're gonna get to that track. Before then, I need to play you these voice notes of what people say. This is alien to my culture, but I do it. I think you're going to be quite surprised.
Okay.
We'll get to that. Pretty Shining People. BJ Powers on the Scenic Drive Facebook page right now. People are liking this picture like it's going out of fashion.
Yep. Are they?
Yeah, here's
thanks,
Dean.
He
took the picture. Well done, son. Yes, see.
Well done.
Okay, you guys are going to love this. It is no mean, so, but for his voice notes, gestuurd het gesê, this is alien to my culture, but I'm doing it. Right, you ready for this? Here's the first one.
Ek sal sê wat ek elke dag doen wat nie in my kultuur se tannies was nie. Ek bedien nie my man nie. Ek werk. Ek maak nie agterom skoon nie. En hy help my in die huis. O, en ek dra broeke.
She wears the pants.
Rian, ek kan nie heeltemal uit ons kultuur uit
nie, maar interesting. Listen to
is mal daaroor om my bier uit 'n kort te drink. Die vrou hou nie daarvan nie en ek dink ander Afrikaanse mense sal bietjie neerkyk op 'n mens, maar 'n bier is darm maar lekker uit 'n kort.
Sama lek out of the court.
Of course, man. All of our preferences, yes.
No, not the little bottle, the court, thank you very much. Whatever you may think.
Uh-huh. Hello, Rian, it is Karishna Visser wat praat, en ons eet chicken runaways.
Oh! Yeah!
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes,
Lord. Yes. Poor people. Yes.
Literally poor people.
Yes.
No.
No.
Ons het glad om te sokkie. Was Callum Peace luister ek 'n bietjie kwaad hou.
Dis my.
Dis my ding.
It's Black Afro.
Listen to this. She sounds very innocent. Listen.
Rian, ek is 'n Afrikaner meisie en ek rook gereeld.
Dacha. Out of your poncha.
Is that great?
I think that's fantastic.
All right, so PJ has got a brand new track out. It's called I Got Faith, together with Skiv and Cash. And you were saying, what's the message?
The message is basically... it's one of, you know, we need at the moment, it's about, in fact, we are running a competition, which is on my website, pjpowers.co.za, or on my Facebook page, which is pjpowers/Tandeka, which is, I don't want to Skiv Cash and myself don't want to be in the video. We can't, like Pharrell Williams, we want South Africa to be in the, nice, in, nice. In the video. We want South Africans to send in little clips of themselves saying something or doing something that makes them have faith in the country still. Light, happy, you know, of course there's a downside, but you don't have to look that far in this country to find a light, happy, wonderful place that I'm never going to leave. Mm. And I think there are lots of us that are like that.
True. Now, hold on. Let's listen to the track first. We're going to get to all the detail on what PJ wants from you. This is the brand new track. It's called I Got Faith. As a region. I gotta just, yes, tell you that after just that little bit of World in Union, Joe Man, were taken right back to the old days. Yes. And now here's the good news. This is, of course, World Cup year, rugby.
It is indeed.
And I hear PJ Powers has got something coming up. Please tell me what.
I can't tell you too much, especially you.
Okay. I'm waiting here.
But I do have something really, really special in the pipeline. It's sport, but obviously my leanings go towards rugby and tennis, but rugby mainly. I may as well just spit it out. It's to do with rugby. My friend Kobus Visser is involved in it with me, and we're going to make some magic before put some faith. I seem to be on the faith thing before our boys go over and try their hardest.
So are you going to give us an anthem?
Yep.
Yay!
You know, you know what? You actually should work in Washington.
Why? Why?
Because he starts by asking, and I'm sitting opposite him. You know, he's not a bad-looking chap, everyone, for those of you
know it.
And he's looking at me with his blue eyes and his beautiful blue shirt, and he's saying, so there's going to be an anthem. I mean, how do you not tell the truth?
We're getting an anthem, Jermaine.
Nice one, nice one.
From PJ Powers.
From PJ Powers, and you're working with Kuvas.
He's not singing.
No, he's not singing.
I'd love to see him sing.
No. Kuvas is just somebody that I bonded with incredibly in 95. Yeah. There were a few people that I did, but Kuvas is very, very special to me.
Oh, wow. Cannot wait. When are we seeing this track? When is it being released?
Now, that I'm not telling you. No matter how many times you flap those little eyelashes at me.
Come on.
No, I'm holding my ground now.
But it's before the World Cup, obviously.
Obviously.
But is it like a month before the World Cup? Like, I want to save up to buy it.
You want to save up to buy it? Yeah. Then start thinking about September.
Hey. All right. September.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I'm really excited.
So there's an anthem coming. September.
Yeah.
2019 for the World Cup.
As we prepare for Japan.
Yes.
As we prepare for Japan.
In the meantime, you need to get I Got Faith. Great work. You can tell Skiv and Cash as well.
Thank you so much.
Great
Thank
track.
You.
I love the words. I love the meaning.
I just need to say, I need to tell you something. Mm. It was the weirdest thing is, maybe it wasn't the weirdest thing. The first radio station that Skiv, we were having a strategy meeting with my management and all of us sitting around. And Skiv said, his first thing was, he said, we've got to be on Jacaranda, hey? We've got to be on Jacaranda.
And he said this show, of course.
Yeah, of course he did.
Of course.
Well, I mean, where else do you want to be at drive time on Friday if you're trying to promote something but on your show?
You want to be right here. Because he has that. Now, listen. Now, PJ and the guys also want you to actually be part of their music videos. So
yes.
You need to upload clips of you showing that you've got faith.
Yeah, just whatever, you know, you can be dancing. They can download the song. I mean, they can stream the song. It doesn't, you know, doesn't have to cost them anything. Or they could be diligent and go onto iTunes. But, and then just, they can take a little clip of themselves dancing. They can take a clip. If you go onto my Facebook page at the moment, I've got this wonderful fashion show that's happening somewhere in Africa. I can't work it out yet. And it's the most, it's just these voluptuous, gorgeous woman who just exude faith in themselves. So it's about faith in yourself. It's about, it can be the faith of you want to send me a clip of you getting married. You want to send me a clip of dancing down the street. It's just, I want it to be, as I said, if you think Pharrell Williams and Happy, I got faith to have the same flavor to it.
Fantastic. So you guys.
It's on my website.
pjpowers.co.za.
Yeah. And my Facebook is pjpowers/Tandeka.